Good afternoon. From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Search and rescue responders are actively searching for a cruise ship passenger in Juneau who has not been seen since leaving for a hike yesterday morning. 62-year-old Kentucky resident Maritas Bonafé was last known to be hiking Gold Ridge and Gastineau Peak from the Gold Belt Tramway on top of Mount Roberts. She told family members she was leaving the ship, the Norwegian Bliss, to depart for the hike alone around 7:30 a.m. She did not return to the cruise ship, which departed from Juneau yesterday afternoon. Alaska State Troopers are leading the effort. Juneau Mountain Rescue, Juneau Police Department, and Southeast Alaska Dogs for Organized Ground Search are assisting in the search. AST spokesperson Austin McDaniel says responders conducted ground and aerial searches last night using helicopters and thermal drones.
We've got a lot of resources thrown at this right now. We're usually very successful at these types of search and rescues, so we're hoping that we're going to be able to find Maritas today and get her back on track for her Alaska vacation.
He says the ground search continued today, but bad weather is limiting responders from continuing an aerial search. McDaniel says responders will reassess future response efforts at the end of the day today if Bonafé is not found. Bonafé is 5'1" tall and has short black hair and brown eyes. A humpback whale was severely injured in Glacier Bay on Saturday. National Park staff say it is the result of an apparent collision with the vessel, and they don't know if the whale will survive. Janet Nielsen is a marine biologist at Glacier Bay National Park. She saw the adult humpback whale near Willoughby Island with a fresh, one-foot-deep gash behind its dorsal fin and thinks it was caused by a propeller. She says this is the most severe injury she's seen on a humpback whale in her nearly 30 years of studying them. But she says her colleague saw the injured whale diving and feeding with other whales today.
It's promising that it's behaving normally and diving, and so it clearly didn't do any major damage to any of the vertebrae.
Matthew Cahill is the public affairs officer at Glacier Bay National Park. He says that whale strikes within Glacier Bay are rare, but there have been several recent cases in nearby Icy Strait and Cross Sound. Last week, another adult humpback whale was seen with a propeller wound near Pleasant Island. And last year, both killed two whales in waters beyond park boundaries. And with whale strikes, he says the size of the wound indicates the size of the boat. In this case, it would be a big one.
It's not necessarily a commercial or a private vessel, but it's a large vessel no matter what.
Whales are protected under the Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act. The national park aims to prevent whale strikes by restricting the number of boats that can enter Glacier Bay each day. The park also limits where and how fast boats can move through parts of the bay during the humpback's peak feeding season. Those temporary rules created what are called whale waters, and they're issued based on where biologists are seeing whale activity. Last week, the park announced a 13-knot speed limit in the area where the injured whale was seen. Nielsen estimates there are about 30 whales eating in that area. The park's rules are more strict than those that apply to waters beyond the park boundary. Boats in park waters can't approach a whale within a quarter mile and must stay a mile from shore in the lower bay, where feeding is concentrated. National park officials don't have any leads on who hit the whale. They're asking anyone with information to contact the park. And property tax bills are starting to arrive in Juneau residents' mailboxes this week. Last month, the Juneau Assembly passed a municipal budget that increased the property tax rate. Property tax bills for most Juneau residents are expected to go up, but not for everyone. The average residential property value rose by less than 1% this year. But many homes in the Mendenhall Valley near the river saw a decline in their assessed values after last August's glacial outburst flood. City Finance Director Angie Flick says assessed homes near the Mendenhall River saw a roughly 20% drop in value.
We would anticipate that those homes in those areas would sell for a lesser value because of the risk of flooding, just because they experienced it last year.
Property tax bills are calculated by multiplying the mill rate by a property's value. The Assembly voted to increase the property tax rate, but it's not enough to pay for city spending next year. That means the city will dip into savings to fill the gap. Flick says bills can vary from property owner to property owner for a variety of reasons, like the location.
There's always pockets of communities that have more drastic changes. It's the beauty of the law of averages. But in general, they should be pretty close to last year, probably slightly higher.
The average property assessment went up only slightly this year, but high housing costs continue to be a barrier to homeownership in Juneau. According to a study by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Juneau has had the highest average sales price for a single-family home in the state for the past 2 years. The deadline to petition an assessment passed in April. Property tax bills are due at the end of September. And Juneau officials are updating the local hazard mitigation plan to make the city eligible for federal disaster funding. It must be finished by October to qualify for a federal grant to fight glacial outburst floods in the Mendenhall Valley. The more than 300-page draft risk assessment covers everything from severe weather to cybersecurity. But at a public meeting on Monday, people wanted to talk about one thing: landslides. That's because the draft includes landslide maps made in 2022 that the public rejected and the Juneau Assembly did not adopt. But the Federal Emergency Management Agency requires the data be included. Laura Young is the business manager at Fairweather Science, the contractor creating the assessment. She says that landslides are mentioned in all the public comments she's received so far.
What we're trying to do is make sure that we're providing the information, but we're not providing it in a way that causes harm or is political in any way.
Residents described how landslide maps have affected their property values, even though the city didn't formally adopt them. Larry Fanning lives on Star Hill, a neighborhood hemmed in by steep mountains. He says his neighbor had to significantly drop the price of their home when they sold.
Unfortunately, there's unintended consequences to publishing these maps and a hazard mitigation plan, because the appraisers are going to use that data to determine property values. So my recommendation would be to go more generic.
Since the city hasn't adopted the maps, they can't be used to impose land use restrictions on property owners. But because they are publicly available, the maps can be used by assessors, lenders, insurers, and buyers to the potential financial detriment of the owners. In response to public feedback, Young says she's removed the controversial hazard severity labels from the risk assessment. So now the draft simply shows that the downtown area deals with landslides. This week, the city and Clickett and Haida plan to share a list of potential hazard mitigation projects for public comment. And the Juneau School District will end its after-school child care program due to staffing challenges. The district is working to replace the program with a private provider. But until then, families are left with few options. KTIO's Jamie Deep reports.
The Juneau School District announced Tuesday it is ending the Rally program. The after-school child care program serves more than 100 Juneau children during the summer. It will end August 8th. Christy Germain is the district's director of operations and oversees the program. She says the district could not reliably keep the program staffed last year.
This decision to close our Rally program is not one that we have taken lightly, and our focus is in providing a continuity of supervised after-school coverage, because we know that is so important to our JSD families.
Germain says maintaining child care remains a priority for the district, which is working with a local preschool to provide after-school care at the start of the next school year. While Juneau is in a better position than other parts of the state, many families struggle to access and afford child care. The district is finalizing a lease agreement with Auk Lake Preschool, a licensed provider that currently serves children from 6 weeks to 12 years old. Germain says the preschool is the only provider that formally came forward to work with the district. The plan is for the preschool to provide child care at different sites independently from the district. Derek Swanson co-owns the preschool. He says the district has been accommodating during negotiations, and he's invested in the success of a Juneau after-school program.
I grew up in the Rally program, too, so it would be kind of sad to see it go. I know it had several closures in the past year, but it'd be an honor to kind of pick up the mantle and keep that service running as long as we're able to.
Swanson couldn't give an estimate of how long it would take to set up the program after an agreement is finalized. Emily Wright is a local parent. Her oldest child participated in Rally both during the school year and summer. She's a nurse and says Rally worked best with her family's needs compared to other providers.
The Rally program was really consistent for our family and affordable. I mean, we felt like we had made it, getting a kid into that program. It was fantastic. So we're devastated to hear that it's closing.
Wright says she already switched to working part-time to care for her younger preschool-age son. Without another child care option, she says she'll probably have to take more time off work to care for both children when the school year begins.
We don't have a backup plan at this moment. It seems like a lot of the daycare centers that provide after-school care, not as affordable as Rally was, and it was just really convenient to pick her up there at her school.
The school year begins on August 14th. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.
And Governor Mike Dunleavy is calling lawmakers back to Juneau for a special session next month. He delivered the call to lawmakers today. Dunleavy listed two subjects for lawmakers to consider: education reform and the creation of a state agricultural department. He says they're important priorities lawmakers left unfinished at the end of the legislative session. In March, lawmakers narrowly rejected an executive order from the governor that would have split the Division of Agriculture out of the Department of Natural Resources. And his proposals for education reform have been repeatedly met with skepticism from lawmakers in the Democrat-heavy bipartisan majorities that control the House and Senate. House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham independent, says the call for special session took lawmakers by surprise.
If we're going to reconvene the legislature, obviously we want to have some attempt at being successful. And again, generally that means having open conversations, having an honest dialogue. And none of that has occurred to my knowledge.
Senator Bill Walkowski, an Anchorage Democrat, calls the governor's move a ruse.
I don't think this is really anything about education reform. This is all about him knowing that we have several members who are going to be out of the country, including one who's deployed in the military, and we're required by law to go in and attempt to override any vetoes when we go back into session. And so this is an attempt to try to foil his veto overrides.
Dunleavy has vetoed several items lawmakers passed during the session, including an oil tax oversight bill, and most notably, tens of millions of dollars for public schools. Lawmakers overcame a veto to raise the amount of money schools are supposed to get from the state, but Dunleavy vetoed $50 million from the state budget that would have funded the increase. And some of the members aren't able to make it to Juneau. That would complicate efforts to restore the funding Dunleavy cut. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 55 degrees and raining this afternoon. The rain is expected to taper off tonight with a low of 52 degrees. Tomorrow looks like it could be a little bit drier, with only a 20% chance of rain and a high near 64 degrees. And Friday looks like it could even possibly be dry, with a high near 63 degrees. That dry weather might continue into Saturday. You're listening to KTOO. For more news, go to ktoo.org.